Did Jesus Have a Favorite Bible? By Dr. John Barnett. Read by Sean McAvoy. If you were put on the spot and hundreds of eyes and ears were on you, and you were asked to give the reason why you know the Bible is true, what would you say? That question is best answered by remembering what Jesus said in the same situation. At that huge gathering called the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus confidently told all the thousands who heard him speak that heaven and earth would pass away before any word of his Bible failed. Wow, he sure knew he had a Bible he could trust. Jesus didn't fear that there were any historical, moral, theological, and scientific inaccuracies in his Bible. He had a copy of the book anyone can trust. But as we read Matthew 5:17 through 19, Jesus summed it up as simply as this: He believed God's word, and so should we. Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For assuredly, I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Have you ever looked down and wondered if you really held the same Bible Jesus had? The one God breathed out supernaturally by inspiration? And further, have you ever wondered if this one is okay because it is a translation and not the actual Hebrew or Greek words that God gave to those 40-plus men who he used to write the Bible? This is the Bible Jesus used. The Septuagint was the first translation of the Hebrew Bible and was made in the 3rd century BC by Jewish scribes who were direct descendants of those trained in Ezra's great synagogue of Jerusalem. They were complete experts in the text, being very well versed in Hebrew and Greek. This translation became very popular among Jews in the first 2 centuries before Christ because many Jews in those days did not understand Hebrew. Their ancestors had left Israel centuries before, and generation after generation gradually lost the ability to read the scriptures in Hebrew. Many of the Jews in Jesus' day used the Septuagint as their Bible. Quite naturally, the early Christians also used the Septuagint in their meetings and for personal reading, and many of the New Testament apostles quoted it when they wrote the Gospels and Epistles in Greek. What is most fascinating is that the order of the books in the Septuagint is the same order in our Bibles today, and not like the Hebrew scrolls, so this means that Jesus primarily used a translation. Jesus and the apostles studied, memorized, used, quoted, and read most often from the Bible of their day, the Septuagint. Since Matthew wrote primarily to convince the Jews that Jesus of Nazareth was indeed their promised Messiah, it follows, as a matter of course, that his gospel is saturated with the Hebrew scriptures. Yet, when Jesus quotes the Old Testament in Matthew, he uses the Hebrew text only 10% of the time, but the Greek LXX translation 90% of the time. Amazingly, Jesus and Paul used the Septuagint as their primary Bible. It was just like the Bible each of us holds in our hands, not the original Hebrew Old Testament, but a translation of the Hebrew into Greek. It was based on exactly the same original and inspired words, and reads just like the Bible we hold in our hands today.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.